Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. Your sports bros, Rob, that's me.
Sada.
Big Six right over there. Look at him.
Oh, right here.
Look at the guy go. Now, he was in here bitching about the Mets again during the break. And you were talking about... runners in scoring position.
We don't hit very well with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, you were lamenting their inability to hit
yes.
with runners in scoring position. So I had to go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I am tired of you bitching about offense when my team might have the worst offense in the entire league. And your team's in first place. So shut up. However, in this instance... Mm-hmm. I have to hand it to you because the bottom of the league in batting average with runners in scoring position right now is the Chicago White Sox at 210.
It's not good. It's not good, Bob.
Second to last at 221, believe it or not, the New York Mets.
This is the one time. I could be critical of their offense to a Royals fan. You can't. Where are the
Royals? 28th at 222.
Hey.
So you have us by a what is it? A hundredth of a point.
Yeah. Well, imagine as good as the Mets are, if we could hit with runners in scoring position, be the best team in baseball. I have every right to be upset.
No, you can't have it all. Coming up,
our starting pitcher just blew out his Achilles. So
we've got So in honor of the second round of the draft tonight.
Which are you indeed watching?
Yeah. I told you I was watching it.
Look at that.
They got, who's the guy with the toupee?
What, you talking about Bob Myers?
Yeah, Bob Myers.
Yeah.
He's on there.
Wait, you think that's a rug?
Oh, that's absolutely a rug.
It's a lot of hair.
Dude, come on.
He's had that same hair for a long time. I didn't realize.
Exactly. That's because it's a rug.
I don't know. I've been up and close and personal with Bob many times and I never had that
Dude.
Thought. You may be right, but I just never had that thought.
I mean, honestly, it's not even a good rug.
Well, it's weird is that it does appear to be floating above his ears
yes.
with the weird sideburns
and
thing.
It's always the same length.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit right.
It is a little strange.
Come on.
Well, he's an odd-looking dude.
Well, anyway, at least they don't have Stephen A. on there.
I think he might be on a different... Because last night they had like three separate... They had it on, ABC, ESPN, and like ESPN2. They did split up Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smith.
Which actually upset some people because there were some that wanted to avoid them both and so they could have just put them on the same broadcast to help us out.
Well, I guess like Bill Simmons was making fun of the coverage and Kendrick Perkins like lost it. Like
He got in his car today and recorded a 2-minute video calling out Bill Simmons.
Yeah, he called him like a soft candy ass and said he was coming for him and boy, Kendrick Perkins.
That's his move, isn't it?
He's feuding with everybody. That's just a big, angry man.
Is he saying something similar to Shaq and Chuck?
Dude, he's going to get some diabetes and have like a stroke, like at any moment.
Well, in honor of the second round, I've got Danny Spreadsheet's Blazers second round pick history to deliver to you today.
Oh.
Thank you. What? Why are you laughing?
Just the idea. The idea of you digging through anything involving the NBA second round.
I'm trying to picture a bald Bob Myers, and I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's from Danny. I told you. We've talked about this.
I understand.
Danny put together this spreadsheet, not me.
The idea that you would even look at a second round spreadsheet is fascinating to
me. Listen, my point is, I actually find it kind of interesting. My point is, second round picks don't mean S.
No. They do. They get traded a lot.
Inevitably, somebody will say, "Well, Jokic was a second round pick." Okay,
that's a bleh.
There's
Taylor
one.
Swift.
There's one. Okay, but to me, I just we talked about this on the show. We were saying and knowing full well neither of us would do the homework to actually figure this out.
Zero chance.
The question is have the second round picks meant anything to the Blazers in recent?
Yes.
History.
And we tried tracking them down.
They're impossible.
Yeah, we were like, we spent 2 seconds and we're like, we're not doing this. There was one man and one man only for this assignment.
And he had it to me within an hour. And I'm not kidding.
He probably touched himself while doing it. He was very excited.
He loved it.
Yes.
But I texted Danny. I said, listen, dude, there's nothing more confusing than trying to figure out where the hell NBA draft picks went.
Well, like last night in the Blazers deal where they moved back, they got the 2028 first round pick from Orlando.
Right.
And then it just said 2 second round picks. They didn't even clarify.
Yeah, because no one cares.
And then someone's like, I love the trade too. It's like with 5 second round picks. You're like, where are the picks? And everyone's like, it doesn't matter.
From where? We don't know.
There's just 5 of them. And at some point,
they were probably your original 5.
No one knows.
Well, anyway. We are going to definitively find out if the second round picks that the Blazers have had over the last 10 to 15 years have meant a damn thing at all.
I can't wait.
I need more enthusiasm out of you on
this. I'm busy looking up Bob Myers' hair right now, and I can't look away. I'm not sure which is more fascinating, Bob Myers' hair or this hot second round expose that we're about to do. Boy, that is some...
What are your findings?
Well, it's clearly a wig. He had that weird hair, and then it's probably started thinning, and he's now replaced it with a...
So have you found anything of his hair not looking like that, though? Because I feel like he's had that haircut forever.
It's in different phases of it. There's no way that his hair got thicker and bigger.
I'm not pushing back. I just never thought about this, and my mind's kind of blown.
I think that's a telltale sign. It is an actual wig. That it's been the same forever.
It never moves.
It doesn't change.
And the hairline, as big as it is, the hairline has come down. Well, although maybe he just got the, I would think it's a rug, but maybe he got some hair plugs.
And it's a hefty rug, too.
It is.
Like, it's not.
It is thick and meaty. Yeah. It's like he just took some carpet and he just drilled it to the sides of his head.
He went all in.
Yeah, I feel like my worldview is being shattered. I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk.
Isn't Bob Myers also gay?
No, he married a Lakers cheerleader.
Who's the... I thought the Warriors guy was...
No, that was their old president and CEO, Rick Welts.
Welts was gay?
He was the one who had been in Phoenix. He invented the dunk contest, but yeah, he's no longer with them, but he's gay.
The internet is abuzz with the debate on whether or not Bob Myers' hair is indeed a toupee, which I love. I love when there's hot hair speculation.
I don't see how it's not, but I'll let internet fight it out.
And no one will ever admit to it. I appreciate when the person's like, yeah, dude, I got hair replacement or I'm wearing a rug. Just leave me alone.
But I tell you, that is one thing people take to their grave, isn't it?
Yes.
If they're wearing a rug, you will never, ever, ever hear them admit it.
No.
Ever.
Or even like Alain, like the hair restoration. Hair restoration is like, there's so many people that do it and you can tell when someone's done it. And it is a little comical when people are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, clearly, dude, you got work done. They're like, it's always been like this. And you're like, I've known you. I've seen you for 20 years. I've watched your hair And then magically it's back. And you're like, I don't know. It's always been like this. Like McConaughey, like a lot of celebrities, McConaughey. He's like, oh, that's what you're talking about. Why is it so wrong to just come out and be like, yeah, dude, I didn't like having thin hair.
Well, hello there.
I got some replacements. Do women lie about the up tops? I think it's the same thing. You're like, what are you talking about? This is completely natural.
Well, I think women, see, yeah, that's a good point. Because I feel like women don't lie about the up tops.
You think they've come out? But they used to a lot. It was that whole debate of are they real or not?
I know, but I think now they flaunt those. They're like, look at these fakes.
Are guys going to start doing that? Check out this hairline.
Well, they should, because you're right. It's like, I feel like it's much more, you actually appear more
confident.
Yeah,
like, yeah, man.
In your own, and comfortable in your own skin that you just admit it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the insecurity that you reek of with your, with your fake hair. It's like, God, it doesn't, I'm sure you look fine even with your bald. I mean, I know it's like we all have our little insecurities, but Jesus, man. Extreme much, Bob?
Hey, some of us don't have a choice. Some of us got nothing going on. Some of us can't even get hair restoration. We're so bald. There's bald, and then there's like bald, bald.
All right, we've got that coming up. Thoughts on the Drew Holiday trade. More on Yong Han Sen, I think is right.
Our new favorite player.
New favorite Blazer.
Tomorrow he will take this city by storm.
And we even have some fun with sports audio coming up on The Fan. I think Buck and I just figured out why we love the second round of the draft so much.
That is.
Well, we were just talking. He goes, God, I forgot about Jani Broom. The guy from Auburn.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. He was like the second.
He was a player of the year candidate behind Flag.
Behind Cooper Flag.
And he did not get drafted, but he's there and he's just sitting there. And.
Oh, I completely forgot about him. I haven't even heard that he was in the NBA draft.
So we were talking that, you know, the first round of the draft is oftentimes just guys like Yong Han Sen.
A lot of international players.
International players with great potential.
Frenchmen.
Who you've never heard of. Second round is more like the college bros that you've been watching for three or 4 years. It's like the old first round.
That is true. Like, I know that guy.
That's why I like the second round. Mm. And look, let's be honest. It's where your bread's buttered, okay? The second round. It's called value.
That's where you get the big boys.
It's called value.
I'm looking here. So there are obviously there's 30 picks in the second round. And I am going to look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I believe six. Six teams actually have their second round pick. Six.
So, well.
Everything else has been traded.
Okay, so in other words.
It's just purely currency. Like the fact that nobody has the picks that were appropriated to them.
It appears that six of the 30 picks that will be made were.
So 24 of them will be for another team.
Yes.
That's hot.
Including the 39th pick, which would have been Portland's.
Okay.
And here's the best part. It would have been Portland's, but then it was Sacramento's, and now it's Toronto's.
Jesus.
And there's a lot of those that are like that, that it's...
Okay.
It's not even, you know, it's like the Suns pick is from Denver that was from Chicago.
So the Blazers, this is from Danny Spreadsheets, okay? Yeah. So we owe it to the listeners to definitively prove second round picks don't mean us.
Okay.
Because that's what I think.
Yes.
So Danny did the homework, and here is what the Blazers have done with their 21 second round picks since 2012.
It's a lot of second round picks.
2012, Will Barton, pick 40, drafted him.
Okay. Well, Will was okay.
He was.
Yeah.
He was a rotational player.
Yes. And was he a rotational player in Denver when they won a... He was gone by then.
No, not when they won.
Yeah, he was gone by then. But yeah, he had some good years.
Remember, they shockingly traded him.
He was like a sixth man of the year candidate in Denver.
Yeah, he was good in Denver.
Okay.
2012, Tyshawn Taylor, 41st pick, traded to Brooklyn.
Who?
I think he was a rock chalker.
Sure, why not?
2013, Jeff Withey traded to New Orleans as part of the trade for Robin Lopez.
Ooh, is he another rock chalker?
Yes.
Yes.
Withey was a rock chalker. I knew that.
2013, Grant Jarrett. 40th pick, traded to Oklahoma City.
Who?
I mean, they're not all winners.
No.
2013, Marco...
Yes.
Yes.
Marco...
Todorovic.
Not gonna play here.
To Houston.
Boy, I bet you the second round is littered with bros from the Ukraine that we have no idea how to pronounce their name.
2013, they picked two guys. One of them being Dylan Brooks.
Hey.
Okay. Traded him and... Rashawn Holmes for Thomas Robinson.
That's just a big old pile of, huh?
Ew.
Hey, Dylan Brooks, I mean, kind of turned into something.
2013 ended up being a 2016 second-round pick by the name of Malcolm Brogdon.
Mm.
And Shanai Anuaka?
Hey, Brogdon, again, we've got two in there that turned out to...
Okay, but they didn't keep them.
They didn't keep them.
Those guys were traded for Robin Lopez and Terrell Harris.
Are second-round picks kind of like quarterbacks in college football now, where you get one, but he didn't really do anything for you? And if he does anything, it's for someone else?
Yes.
I think that's what we're talking about here.
2015, they had a 2020 second-round pick, heavily protected, didn't convey... Traded for Maurice Harkless. See, he's already losing me. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Hey, we got Mo Harkless. What
conveying. 2016, traded for Jake Layman.
Ooh, hey, Jake Layman had a moment here, boys.
He had like six good games.
There was a brief moment where Layman fever swept the Rip City.
2017, pick traded as part of the deal for Yusuf Nurkic. You don't get Nurk without that pick.
Hey, and guess what else swept Portland for a while? Nurkic fever.
2018, there were 2 seconds traded for Gary Trent Jr. He also had a big Blazer fan boner moment.
He had a moment.
2019, 2 seconds were traded for Rodney Hood. Now, come on, that was a good trade.
Sure.
It was.
Yes.
Adding a nice veteran presence like Rodney Hood.
Rodney Hood also had a moment.
2020, they actually drafted a guy, CJ Ellaby.
Didn't have a moment, but okay.
Washington State guy didn't turn out into anything.
No. Same year, 2 second-round picks traded for Trevor Ariza, Caleb Swanigan, and Wenyen Gabriel.
I remember Caleb Swanigan. I remember that.
Remember Wenyen Gabriel.
Swanee.
Yeah.
2021, second-round pick traded for Greg Brown III. I loved him.
I think Danny really
big
liked
dunker,
him.
Right?
Yeah, big dunker.
Like a huge dunker.
Yeah. Yeah. Big athletic Texas boy.
Yeah. And that's big summer league dunk,
that's
too.
That's what you want out of a second-round pick. You want to hear elite athleticism and huge upside.
And I think he did have one great dunk in a Blazers uniform that for about a week made everyone go, ah!
2022, they had a guy, traded him to Detroit. 2022 as well, Jabari Walker took him. 2023, they took Ryan Rupaire.
I do also remember hearing that Ryan Rupaire was going to be great here as well. I would just like to
He's still cooking.
Yeah.
He's got time.
He's marinating down there. Wherever
he's
down
in the
there.
Sous vide.
Rip City Remix, baby.
Where is he?
In the sous vide. It's a French cooking term. He's French.
Okay.
Cooking French.
Yeah. Tyler Kolek last year, along with Oso Igudoro.
Sure.
Both traded one to New York, one to Phoenix. So there, that is what the Blazers have done with their second round pick since 2012. I ask you, are second round picks important?
No, they are not. So despite what anyone,
and there you have it, ladies
despite
and gentlemen.
What everyone tells you about the new CBA and how valuable second round picks are, occasionally one,
they got a couple good pieces in there.
Occasionally one works out. Dude, a second round pick is the definition of, I don't know, what the hell. I gotta do something, so we'll take this.
Well, they did draft Will Barton, but looking through the guys they kept, not one of them's good.
No. Dude, it's
unless you count Jabari Walker.
It is all about just,
do you count Jabari Walker as good?
No. No, you don't.
Why do you say that so emphatically?
No. Like, Tomani Kamara was a second-round pick, but he was a second-round pick for someone else. That again, I just think second-round picks, again, are like quarterbacks. Yes, you're like, I don't know, you take some quarterback, he doesn't do crap for you, but then he goes somewhere else, and then you go find someone else's quarterback, didn't do crap for them, and you hope he turns out good for you.
Just remember, the Blazers got Uncle Cliffy and Jerome Kersey in the second round.
Yeah. Occasionally it happens. So what you're saying is, like, over a 50-year period, like, 4 times it's worked out. Cool.
Well, it can work out.
Hey, what about Bronny James?
And those guys are both dead.
Bronny James, second-round pick.
Second-round picks don't live long.
Oh, yeah. Swanigan died, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Rest in peace, Caleb Swanigan.
All right. Well.
Yeah, I don't need a second-round pick because I've got the era has become. The younger is here, and that's
right.
All that matters.
Let's talk about him.
Let's do it.
Young Han Sen is a Blazer, and that is next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, the era has become, guys. The Blazers got their guy. His name is Yong Han Sen.
Yeah, I like that it started out as the Hanson-Yang era, and then it quickly pivoted to the Yang-Hanson era, and then it pivoted to the Yong-Hanson era, and then quickly it was the Yong-Hawson.
From the beginning, I was having a hard time wrapping my head around Hanson, because I'm like, is he half Swedish?
Yeah.
Like, what is the... Right. I'm like, it can't be Hanson unless there's some, like, Scandinavian descent, and there was not. It is Hansen.
Well, why isn't it hyphenated like a lot of the others?
I don't know.
Like Ha-sung.
Those are usually Korean. Okay. When you see the hyphenated three names, those are almost always Korean. So this is, despite what people think, there is the difference between Asian people.
Woo-suit go.
Yeah. But yes, he is, and we've been doing this a long time. This is top three what the F moments I've ever experienced.
It's very Blazery what has happened here.
Yes. Like no one.
Very Blazery.
And I mean no one saw this.
Well, the league's laughing at him.
Yes.
And that tells you something. Doesn't mean everything, but it tells you something. The guy was like 35th. Mm-hmm. Best prospect.
Well, again, there was one guy somewhere, and Danny and Dusty had him on. There's some guy that runs a mock draft, and he was the only person that had him mocked in the first round. Not at 16, but I guess he did have him mocked. Most people had him going somewhere in like the mid 30s. But of course, now that the Blazers drafted him at 16, now you're getting all the, well, you know, reports.
A lot of people liked him.
There were four or five other teams that liked him in the late teens, 20s. And Cronin did say.
Can we hear Cronin?
Yeah,
I haven't heard any.
I've got plenty of Cronin.
Yeah, they got plenty of Cronin.
Well, we don't need a lot of Cronin.
No, well, it's very subdued as always, but he did lean in. He flat out said this was a guy they've been looking at for 2 years. It was a reach, but they couldn't pass him up.
Here are his initial reactions.
At 16, we selected a player that we've been watching for quite a while and we're really excited about, Yong Han Sen. And it's a player I'm sure we'll talk a lot about him, but we couldn't be more excited. This is a very, very unique talent in our opinion. He obviously great size at 7'2", young, just turns 20 tomorrow. high-end skill set. His ability to pass, his basketball IQ, his functionality in the post, his ability to step out. We think he'll, you know, be a good free throw shooter. We think he'll make perimeter jump shots as well. Defensively, he's a really smart player that, you know, can be pretty versatile in the post with his size and IQ. So, you know, this is a player that, you know, he's coming over to America. It'll be an adjustment, and it's our job to prepare him and develop just like we do all of our guys, but there'll be a big emphasis in pouring into him and getting him to his peak.
Okay.
There is a very subdued
joke. Why does he always have shaky voice? Like, he always sounds scared.
No, he just feels like I could...
There's a little wavering there.
If you wanted to, like, go to sleep, like, he should read, like, a prepared statement, and you just listen. Like, if you listen to his press conference while going to bed...
Bedtime stories with Mick.
Yeah, like, well, you'd be out.
By the way, the Hornets just took Ryan Kalkbrenner. And again, this is why I like the second round. Dude, that guy... Did you ever watch him?
Yeah, he's the center out of Creighton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big dude.
That's second round, baby.
Kind of sucks. So, but you put him with Con Knipple? Come on. It's a whiteout. Let's go.
The Nip and the Brenner going at it. Let's go.
Well, there are at least two players I've seen play.
Yeah, that is true.
So, well, I will tell you, too, Danny Morang says he is going to be watching game film of Yang Hansen.
Breaking down hours and of he will Chinese have a, Basketball League play.
Yeah, and he'll have a post on it on on his whatever his thing
Substack.
Is. Substack, yeah. Yes. Okay, we've got one more. Here's Cronin. If you don't fall asleep, you will hear him say that you will hear him answer the question, was it a reach?
Yeah, the goal was to get as far back as possible. You know, we didn't want to overdraft if we didn't have to. We weren't much more comfortable beyond 16 than that. So for us, it was too important to get him. We decided to do what some would call a reach. You know, we decided to take that swing and overdraft technically a player that we just really valued. It shows what we thought of him.
Will he be definitely with the club next year, or is it possible that he stays in China for a year?
The plan is to bring him over here next year.
The plan.
How about Kerry Eggers coming in there?
Yeah,
with the do that the guy. Yeah, so he admits it's a reach.
Yes,
which I think is actually refreshing.
Yeah, and he went on to say that they understood it was a reach, but they didn't feel comfortable moving back beyond 16 for fear that someone else was going to take him. And for a guy that you watched for 2 years, and you know you brought in for a workout, and supposedly outside of the top of the draft where you weren't going to get anyone, this was their number one guy. So if that's the case, I mean, at some point you say, as confusing as it is, you found a guy, you scouted a guy, you wanted to pick him. They said they wanted to pick him last year. And so if that's the case, then you don't.
So
you find a way to get him.
If he comes over here, is he with the, I mean, he's with the Blazers?
Well, he can be either one. I mean, you can send him down to the G League, but, I mean, you have five centers right now, so obviously something has to shake out. Ayton and Williams are not going to be here long-term. They're both gone after this year. Duop, Reith, whatever. So whether Ayton sticks around or Williams for the entire season, it tells you that the future of this team, you don't sit there and say that you scouted someone for 2 years and then basically stake your reputation and probably your job on this 19 or 20-year-old kid out of China without him being your future plans. Your future center position is Klingon and Yang, or Yang and Klingon. It's that. So everyone else, whether he's in the G League next year for part of the time, he is the center of the future with Klingon moving forward.
Do we have a Klingon Yang nickname yet?
Well, I think it was Kling Kong and then Yangzilla, I think, is the one that people are throwing out there.
But what about them together? Like Don Yang?
Yeah, you know? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm workshopping.
Kling Yong.
Yongavin.
Yeah, I don't know how all that would work. But they can't play on the floor together, I can assure you of that.
Yongavin Klingson.
I think the question about him, about Yong, is does his athleticism translate? And we know Klingon is the definition of a big anchor.
Look, not to spend too much time breaking down the Blazers here, because there's clearly more trades coming or more moves coming.
Yeah.
Okay, there are. They have to be doing something else.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, none of this makes any sense.
No.
Can we talk about them having the weirdest roster in the league?
It's very strange.
With Holiday now. So they go out and get Jrue Holiday, who's one of the best players they've had since Damian Lillard.
Except he's about 3 years too old.
Yeah, he's on the backside. Yeah. But then they draft a 20-year-old 7'2 Chinaman to put with Scoot and Shaden, but also Ayton and Grant and, like, Robert Williams maybe has legs?
I don't know.
What is going on with their roster?
It's very strange. You would assume at some point over the next 6 months that Ayton, Williams, and Grant gotta go.
They're gone.
What the hell is going on?
That's right. What the hell? He's right.
At some point, and then it leads you to believe, like, when they brought in Jrue Holiday, and I am not going to kill the Young pick.
It's called sports.
Anyone killing this pick, you don't know.
Yeah, no one knows.
No one knows.
But still.
Exactly. It's weird. It's strange. But no one knows. And you just, it's like we say this in the NFL all the time. Wait 2 years and we'll find out if the kid's worth a damn. Maybe 3 years because centers take a little longer to develop. So we'll see. But it's weird because when you brought in Jrue Holiday, you assume this was because they needed to win and need to win now, right? Chauncey said not play-in. He said playoffs. The GM bro was more like, well, maybe play-in. So bringing in Holiday made sense. Like, you're trying to win. You're trying to win now. But then drafting a 19-year-old kid that they say is 2 years away from being 2 years away seems to be the consensus. Again, that is very, very strange. So I would assume eventually this timeline gets streamlined by getting rid of some of the older bigs and Jeremy Grant.
Jhené Broome to the Sixers. Let's go.
Let's go. But yes, it is a very strange time right now. And then you also wonder, too, with the team for sale, and this kind of makes me wonder, Cronin and everyone else, I mean, your job's on the line. Anytime you bring in a new regime, there's a chance that the old one is gone. And so you wonder, too, if you're Cronin, drafting a player at 16 that's, oh, who was the center out of that people were looking at? The center out of Georgetown. I think he went a pick before. Or, you know, whoever you draft.
Oh, that's
look at the people that went right behind him.
Sorber.
Thomas Sorber.
So let's say you got Sorber out of Georgetown. Or you stuck around and you drafted Derek Queen went 13s. You could have had him stayed at 11. Okay. None of those guys are coming in and really moving the needle. They're just, you think maybe they round into solid pieces. And you wonder if you're Cronin and you do that. Are you just saying, hey, if we don't make the playoffs next year and we don't have anything that we can really sell, it's like, hey, we've got someone young that's really excited and we think is future to pop. Are you just looking to just get your ass canned when the new ownership group comes in? So maybe this is one of those that if I'm going down, I'm going down taking a Hail Mary. I'm going down swinging from my shoes and seeing if I can hit a home run. Because if you do find this kid and you bring him over and he has one of these seasons where, you know, maybe he gets on the floor for 20 minutes a night and really starts showing you something, and you're like, hey, this really could turn in. Maybe that's enough to look at and be like, see, like this is what we do well. We identify and we build talent. Like, they found Denny, they found Kamara in trades. Those appear to be your building blocks. And maybe this is that big swing that you need to try to convince new ownership that you know what the hell you're doing. And it's high risk, but high reward. Because maybe the single or the double doesn't save your job.
Okay. Oh boy, I'm being shamed for saying Chinaman. Is that bad?
That's not the proper nomenclature. Asian American, please. That's from Lebowski.
But we say Irishman.
I don't think you. Look, I don't know.
We say Frenchman.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that.
Really?
You do say, yeah, you can
you
say a lot
Englishman.
Of those, I understand. I don't think you can say it.
Okay, I retract that.
I would, yeah, I would.
It is I would, struck from the record.
He's Chinese.
That's right.
But I told you. It's going to get uncomfortable for a lot of people because we're lumping this dude in with Japanese, Korean, like, oh, he's Asian.
Hey, Yao Ming.
It's all throw it together. People are talking about bringing in a gong.
Oh, the Yong Gong. Okay, so I have one more question, and I wasn't here yesterday, so I didn't hear the answer to this. Maybe you guys, I'm sure you guys covered this.
Yeah.
But I have a very, very big question, and this will put to bed our hot Blazer talk for the day, because that's entirely too much.
The Yong Gong?
No. Well, this one pertains to Holiday. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's like every Blazer fan last night when the Young came in.
Do you understand that?
And then immediately with a couple blurry highlights, they're like, ah, it's the next Jokic. The roller coaster of Blazer emotions.
Do you understand that?
You want to know what I did?
I feel for you. Were you paying any attention?
Well, no, I don't know. That was me.
Yeah. Well, I just feel bad that, you know, Blazer fan has had the rug pulled out from him, and the amount of times that they have just flat out lied to your face, I get why no one gives them the benefit of the doubt. You have no other choice, but it's the same group that told us that Scoot Henderson was a generational talent and wouldn't struggle, and that, you know, it's just Zach Collins was Kevin McHale incarnate and was a building block. And it's, you know, we're going to go all in. It's going to be scary. And we're making the playoffs and it's win mode now. And now you're drafting a 19-year-old Chinese kid. It's just, they're constantly pushing down the road and telling you to trust them, but they've given you no reason to trust them.
Well, look, I've said since Paul Allen died that it's a bad franchise. It's turned into a bad franchise.
I agree.
Unfortunately. Yes. And I don't know anything about...
It's an unserious franchise.
I don't know anything about Young, but I can tell you that this move kind of tracks with the bad franchise moniker, that label. So anyway.
Cross our fingers and hope for the best.
The question I had about Holiday, and I'm sure you guys covered this yesterday. I missed yesterday's show, but I mean, I like Jrue Holiday. I've always liked him as a player. So when they got him, I'm like, oh, he's actually good. But wait, he's 35, and he makes, or there's like $72 million left on his deal or something. But my biggest question about him was, does he want to come to Portland? And then Buck sends me a link of some writer.
He's been 30 plus years covering the Boston Celtics. So he's not. He's not just some boo.
And he said it pissed Holiday off that he got traded to the Blazers. He doesn't want to play here.
Yeah.
Did we ever get anywhere on that? What is the deal
on that? Then the camp started pushing back, obviously. The reporter stands by his source. Holiday's camp kind of came back and started putting through other sources that that's not true. He's a pro. he doesn't want to be. Why at 35 years old, after winning a title in Milwaukee, winning a title in Boston, winning a gold medal,
and being set up to stay with a dynastic yes. contender that just got blown up,
and you're coming off the worst year of your career, you're 35. Man. Why would you want to spend the remaining 3 years of your life in the NBA essentially being a stable pony and being brought in to mentor Scoot Henderson? There's no possible way.
They got to be trading him, right? They move in Holiday?
I don't think so. I think he is being brought in to be a mentor. I think he's being brought in. I don't think this group... I think this group needs to win in order to preserve their jobs, and I think he is being brought in to be a stabilizing force on this team. That was my first thought, was he's going to be flipped, but again, I asked the question, a 35-year-old coming off of his worst year and injuries, what's his value out there? And if that was the case, why wouldn't you try to flip Anthony Simons, who's a young, I guess not really emerging player, but... It just doesn't make any real sense to me. I do think he is being brought in to be a guard on this team, at least for the foreseeable future.
I just wonder what other moves they had for Simons.
Yeah, and this may be another prime case of they overplayed their hand, thinking that how many times did we hear Anthony Simons was going? And this is what the don't trust him. How many times did we hear over the last 7 years that Anthony Simons was going to pop and be an all-star? Well, he didn't pop, and he had more value 3 years ago than he does now, because it turns out he's a one-dimensional 20-point scorer that can't really carry a team, and those guys are a dime a dozen in the NBA.
Well, yet another sign of a bad franchise, trading for a guy who won't play for you or doesn't want to play for you and has a bunch of money left on his deal and is 35 years old. Meanwhile, your draft picks, all your young guys are 23 and younger.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Anyway.
Ooh, we got leather cargo pants coming to the stage.
Cam Jones, another guy that I
leather cargo pants?
Watch play.
He's wearing a leather Rolling Stones jacket.
Marquette goes to San Antonio.
I've never seen you more invested in a draft than the
second round. I know all
these
guys. You remember when we were kids and they would have the NBA draft? You'd be like, oh yeah, Christian Laettner. I know him. I watched him for 4 years.
How many Rolling Stones songs do you think Cam Jones can name?
Zero.
Zero.
Not one.
But the logo he thought was badass, and a stylist was like, dude, we're putting you in leather cargo pants and this kick-ass jacket.
Yeah, this Stones logo is really going to pop with your leather cargo pants.
By the way, side note on the second round, the NBA deputy commissioner gets a two thumbs up from Ryan Buckley.
Yeah, I love that guy. I don't know why. He seems very trustworthy and endearing. You know how like the olds will just like see a politician on TV and be like, I like the cut of his jib. That is how I feel about Mark whatever his name is.
He likes him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. Can't really explain it. He just seems nice and trustworthy.
I can see it. Well, every time I see Adam Silver, I'm terrified.
I know.
Yeah, he's the opposite.
He's scary.
I was making the point.
Look at Shaka.
Oh, yeah. He's grown hair. I made the point that
he's had hair for a while.
If you were, I know, but I always think of him as bald. Then you see
he looks better bald, though.
He's got a little curly thing going on. I made the argument that if you were like home alone remember when you got left home alone for the first time? Maybe
it was 10, great.
11 years old.
Bah!
Yeah. It's like freedom. You're like, oh my God. And you start like digging through your parents' stuff. You're like, there's got to be some porno and some liquor here somewhere. But you know, that first time, but you're a little scared. You're a little nervous. Maybe it starts to get a little dark. Find me someone that would be scarier to knock on your door than Adam Silver. I would rather have like a Hell's Angel biker looking dude knock at my door, because I'd be like, oh, wow, what's this guy? He's a biker. And like, I know what a biker is. When Adam Silver knocks at your door, you're like, what the hell is that?
It's a decent point.
He seems like someone that like what God would send down to punish me. Like the angel of death, the Grim Reaper just at my door, because he's very tall.
He looks like the scary guy in Willy Wonka who's chasing Charlie around.
What was the Slender Man? He's Slender Man.
What would you think? What would you think?
He's coming to take my soul.
But what would you, like, seriously, like, that, he shows up. What is your first thought?
I don't know. Just run.
You know what I think?
Turn off the lights and hide.
FBI.
FBI.
Yeah.
I would think that my dad was in some sort of serious trouble, or that guy was coming to repossess the house. They're taking everything.
Yeah, so some sort of government official.
Yes.
That's what I think, too. Ugh. He just looks like, because he stands out,
yep.
But also he's always suited up, so yep. He's kind of got that I'm important vibe. Yep. Remember, but also,
Yeah, this scary vibe. This doesn't look right. Remember when you were like, same thing, like you walked into a classroom for the first time and you saw your teacher? Imagine that dude standing at the door where you're like, I'm dropping this class. You know that guy. That's not going to be an enjoyable class.
I just sent you a photo of Arthur Slugworth and tell me that's not the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's from...
He's the bad guy from Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
What's the everlasting gobstopper?
All right, we got to get to the club. The people need their club. Need your club out there.
Less hate, man.
Believe it or not, I think Slugworth looks like Brad Pitt compared to Adam Silver.
Less scary.
Well, Slugworth has some color to his cheeks, and, you know, he's not like 7 pounds. I think Silver looks more like that evil dude from Star Wars, like the main bad guy in the new ones. The guy that's like pulling all the strings. He's one bad, like, chemical peel away from being a Batman villain. That's all he needs is some like acid thrown at him, and that dude becomes a supervillain tomorrow.
Well, Buck has found more flight news.
It's going to infuriate you.
Really going to get Rob's panties in a bunch.
This one comes from one of our listeners. We also have Death to a Legend coming up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.